Hello, everyone. Welcome to Talking Tech. I'm Stephen Jolly. On the line is Vision Australia Senior Adaptive Technology Consultant, David Woodbridge. David, Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat.
I know. It's only a couple of weeks now. I'm really looking forward to Christmas. And I've unfortunately also bought quite a few of my Christmas presents already, which I'm not allowed to touch until, of course, Christmas Day.
Well, it being only a couple of weeks from Christmas, we probably should spend some time with some ideas for people.
That's right. And look, what I've done is I've split these up into two categories. So the equipment solutions shop at Vision Australia sells quite a lot of products. So I'm going to mention a couple of those. And then I'm going to mention my own Christmas ideas. And these are the ones that I've actually used or demoed myself. So I'm feeling pretty confident that I'm sure people will get a lot of value out of some of the products that I'll mention in this program today.
All right, then. Well, let's start with what's available through Vision Australia's equipment solutions shop. And that's very deliberate, that phrase, equipment solutions, because it's about enabling people who enter the shop, whether it be online or through the physical doors, of finding products that solve a particular challenge, shall we say.
That's right. And the first one to come up for equipment solutions is the Daylight Foldy, and that's F-O-L-D-I, lamp. And it's a little fold-up lamp for task lighting. So if you're in a dim environment and you can't see the print clearly enough because there's not enough contrast on the page, you can have this little foldy lamp next to your book or whatever you're working on to illuminate the document, for example. So this daily foldy lamp is a really good adjunct for you to basically carry around in your bag or to have at home. It's very small, it's portable, and it really does work extremely well.
Sounds a good one.
Yep, and the next one, which I find is really good, again for low vision, is called the 3x LED handheld magnifier. And all it is a portable, if you like, backlit almost, magnifier, again, that you can use for looking at print or information on a medication bottle, a recipe, looking into your pantry to find out what's on a packaging and so on. So that's actually a very useful one. This was a really cute one, and I don't know if people are going to be using this, but I couldn't resist putting it in. It's an umbrella with a torch. And what I thought the good reason for it is, you know, when it's really dark and it's raining and you turn up to your front door and you can't see where the keyhole is to put your key in, well, I thought if you had your umbrella with you, you could fold it up and then stick the torch towards your door and find out where the keyhole is and put your key in. So that's my rationale for putting the umbrella with a torch in this particular Christmas ideas program today.
That's a good one. And people will like that.
Thank you. The final one from Equipment Solutions is the Big Button Cordless Phone. So we all have telephones at home that sometimes have very small buttons on them. Well, this is, of course, as the name implies, a portable phone that you can sort of carry around the house with you, including the base station that stays put, of course. And it's got very large print buttons on it. So if you're low vision, you won't have any trouble identifying the buttons on this landline telephone. So it's not a mobile, it's a landline one that you have in your house at home.
So start with visionaustralia.org/shop. You'll find lots of these products there, not necessarily all of them because the catalogue is not always completely up to date online, but try there. And then you can phone Vision Australia or visit one of the centres, particularly the major centres such as Coorparoo in Brisbane, Enfield in Sydney, Kooyong in Melbourne, and have a look at what's there, and you might be able to solve your Christmas problems with equipment solutions.
Yes, indeed.
Now let's go into what's perhaps even more interesting, and that's David Woodbridge's counsel on what to buy for Christmas from his experience around the place.
Yes, I was about to say David's Christmas ideas that are normally more expensive than the ones that Equipment Solutions would sell. But anyway, the first one that I'll mention here is probably really more of a stocking stuffer than anything else. But quite a lot of my friends have already got lots of gadgets. So what I'm buying them for Christmas is Amazon, Audible, or iTunes gift cards, because then they can buy their own content such as movies, TV shows, or apps by the gift card that I'm going to give them. And you can get them in different denominations, $10, $20. For example, I'm giving my daughter a $100 iTunes gift card to buy some movies for herself and her daughter. And my boys, as a bit of a a stocking stuffer as well. They're getting $30 iTunes gift cards. Some of my friends are getting Audible gift cards. So it really is a good thing to give to people because then they can buy their own content. So, you know, it's a really useful little thing. As I said, they're not that expensive. So definitely get those, and you can get them done electronically online as well.
Yes.
The second one, which is currently what I'm using at the moment to do this radio program with, and it's called the Blues Spark Digital Microphone. And what it is, it's a portable microphone that sits on this sort of very bouncy stand to stop it getting vibrations from the table if you're working on the table. But what's really cool about this microphone is that it comes with two cables. One cable plugs into your iOS device, such as your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, and you can use it as an external mic for podcasting or, as we're doing now, for Skyping. And it also has a standard USB cable that you can plug the microphone into basically any PC-type computer, whether it's a Windows computer or an Apple Macintosh. So it's approximately around about $250 for this mic. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a very multi-purpose mic. The fact that it's got the great little stand, the two cables for iOS or for your PC makes it a really useful microphone.
And what's it called?
It's called the Blues Sparks Digital Microphone.
Blues Sparks Digital Microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And the next one?
The next one is a really interesting twist on a Bluetooth speaker. Now, these are the Beats Pill, as in pill as in medicine, P-I-L-L. And they're little portable stereo speakers. But what's really cool about them is you can use them as an external speaker to say to your Victor Stream or other Daisy player or your PC. The other really good thing about them is that if you have two Beats Pill speakers, it's actually got what's called built-in near-field communication again, so NFC. And if you tap the speakers both together, then the music that you're playing from your device will come out of both speakers. Or, and this is a really cool bit, if you tap the speakers twice together, then the left and right speakers that you've got will be the left and right stereo channels of the music you're playing. So you can really get stereo sound effects out of using two Bluetooth speakers together. And I've, of course, bought two because I have one when you can play with stereo channels, left and right speakers. They're around about $250 each, so they're not cheap. They do have really good sound, although I must say the bass is not as good as my Jambox portable speaker.
Very interesting. So these Bluetooth pill speakers, Beats pill speakers, around about $500 if you're getting both of them.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, which is not much when you say it fast.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have to practice it.
So the next one, of course, is the one that we've been talking about for a couple of weeks or a month or so now, of course, is the new Apple TV fourth generation. Now, this is particularly good for anybody who enjoys playing games on a console, such as the Xbox or the PlayStation. These apps that you can get for playing games on are very, very good. They can also be used with a game controller for the Apple TV as well. So if you know somebody who's very into games, likes iOS, likes movies and TV shows, then the Apple TV is a great system to get. You don't have to have a computer to use the Apple TV. It's a standalone system, if you like. All you really have to have is your own Wi-Fi network or an Ethernet network, so a plug-in system, and an Apple ID, and off you go. So a really useful system. It comes in two different sizes, 32 gig or 64 gig. If you're a gamer, I'd recommend 64. If you're more of a TV movie watcher with occasional gaming or other apps usage, then the 32 gigabyte is more than adequate. So another really handy present for anybody for Christmas this year.
And of course, you have to have the iPhone on the list as well as the other iOS devices.
I did. Of course, being an Apple geek, I couldn't forgo having the iPhone 6S. Keep in mind that you've still got availability of the Apple iPhone 5S and above. And of course, if you're low vision, you can still get access to the biggest screen of the 6 Plus or the iPhone 6S Plus, which is the 5.5-inch screen, versus the 4.7-inch iPhone 6 or 6S. So that's on there. But another quick iOS device that you may want to get people, particularly children, as an entry level into the iOS universe is the iPod Touch. And of course, that's basically like an iPhone without the phone in it. And that works really well. You can play all your apps, music, entertainment, games, and so on. You can also FaceTime, you can message, you can do basically anything you can do on an iPhone except make direct cellular phone calls. So that's in my list as well.
Now, we're almost 8 months down the track with the Apple Watch.
We are indeed. And it was really funny because when I was looking at this list, I completely forgot, almost forgot to put it in, because the Apple Watch is really a part of my life now that I don't even think about. So there's two different sizes, of course. There's the 38 millimeter, the smaller size, and the 42 millimeter, the bigger size. You can get different bands. So if you know somebody who's already got an Apple Watch, keep in mind you can also buy different bands for them as well. But the Apple Watch Sports starts at about $499. And then the Apple Watch, which is the stainless steel one, is around about $650, I believe. But again, either buy one for someone outright if they've already got an iPhone. Remember, it won't work for an iPod Touch or an iPad. It has to be an iPhone. And if they've already got an Apple Watch, then certainly buy some really cool bands. I've got the leather band, the stainless steel band, a mesh band. I can't really say rubber. I've got to say fluoroelastoma band. And I've got a leather band as well. So they're all for different occasions, if you like, for casual and so on. But that's another good thing to think about as well, for the bands versus just buying the watch outright.
And in the remaining couple of minutes?
This again is more of a stocking stuffer, but I honestly wish people would give me more of these things for both work and home. And that the first one of these is chargers, because I have lots of different iOS devices, Android devices, Windows tablets, Windows phones around my house. And I just can't have them all in one room. So I've got different chargers for different things spread around my house, including all the bedrooms. It just makes it more convenient when you need to charge something up where you're currently sitting. So buying some chargers for people is really useful. And just don't think about mobile devices. I've got my Surface Pro tablet and my Mac Air. I've got a few of the chargers at home in different rooms again. And here at work, I've got some in the training room, some in my office and so on. So that's another good example of having different chargers for different products. And finally, the other one is cables. I tend to go through cables like anything, and having spare cables to use is really useful. So for example, I have lightning cables for my iPhone. I have 30-pin connectors for my older iPad. I have different mini USB cables for my Android phone. So again, it might sound like you're being a bit stingy, but honestly, for anybody who's techie and geeky, having cables that you can use or have in your bag as a backup is a really thoughtful present to get for Christmas.
And where are all the show notes that will give us the details of where we can get some of these things?
Indeed. So all the show notes, including the links to all the different products I've mentioned today, including the ones from Equipment Solutions, is at http://davidwoodbridge.blogspot.com.au.
davidwoodbridge.blogspot.com.au. This has been Talking Tech with me from the Vision Australia Centre at Gosford on the central coast of New South Wales, where he's usually talking from, is Vision Australia Senior Adaptive Technology Consultant David Woodbridge. I'm Stephen Jolly. We'll have more next week.